Congregation may rise as we continue with a time of prayer. And in our prayers, in addition to the list that we have printed in our bulletin, are a couple other names. Mark, he's the nephew of Sharon. He's going in for surgery tomorrow or Tuesday. We're going to pray for him in that surgery that's right around the corner. And then Dennis. Dennis is in the hospital getting testing and getting checked out as well. We're going to pray for him too. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, broken by this world of sin, we are an impatient people. In our times of seeking justice, facing distress, and struggling with situations, help us to patiently hope in you and your promises made, promises fulfilled, and promises yet to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Lord, your ways are not our ways, nor are your thoughts our thoughts, nor your time our time. As you were with Joseph in his time of trial and need in prison, you worked good through his waiting in faith. So also grant to us by your Holy Spirit faith that holds to you at all times. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We lift up those who cry out to you in distress and despair, those facing surgery in the days ahead, especially for Mark. We pray for steadiness in the surgery, for the hands, steadiness in the hands of the doctors and the care of the nurses for him in the days ahead. Also for Dennis as he receives treatment and monitoring in the hospital, as well as those that we name today in our prayers. Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Courtney, Joyce, Brett, Cole, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Tom and Donna, Kathy, Katie, Larry, Bill, Wally, Jan, Ellie, the Ewing family, and those that are newly refugees coming from Ukraine, Kathy, Stella, Addie, and Joe. As they wait for healing, peace, and comfort, be the rock of their salvation and hope in times of need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Halfway through this Lenten journey, we wait to walk with Jesus in the culmination of his passion, his suffering, crucifixion, and death for the sins of the world. Grant us repentant hearts to know our need for a Savior, what you have given in your one and only Son, and the forgiveness of sins and eternal good worked for the sake of the world through the one sacrifice needed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And Lord, once again, with heavy hearts, we come before you with the happenings in the world. Lord, as we name those happenings, especially in Ukraine, Lord, we do so with confidence that you are mighty and you can change hearts and you can change directions in the matter of moments. So, Lord, we do pray for peace to prevail and for an end of this war and for a restoration of peace and freedom to the people of Ukraine. Lord, we especially pray for those who are elderly, the children, the young people that have been suffering from this attack, that you would protect them both in body and soul from suffering and despairing. Lord, we also pray for those who are leaders in Russia and in Ukraine, that you would open up communication channels so that peace may prevail and that that your spirit of wholeness and your Holy Spirit would rest over all the events in the days and weeks to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.